Today's sermon is entitled, How to Stop Worrying and Be Happy. But it actually has a longer title, which Sue couldn't get in the bulletin, which is, Five Questions to Ask Yourself to Stop Worrying and Be Happy. So today's word from the Lord Jesus Christ and from our scripture is about worry. Now this is a sermon for me because I come about worry genetically. My mother was a world champion worrier. And my grandmother on the other side of the genetic fence, my Ainsworth grandmother, also was a great worrier. She wore an apron. I never remember her without an apron on. And she would take that apron and roll it up from the bottom carefully. And then she would roll it down. And she would roll it up. And she would roll it down. Worried all the time. I almost never remember her smiling. I guess if you have 13 children, you have a lot to worry about. But you know, worry can be debilitating. It robs us of our smile, like my grandmother. And it puts us in a jail of anxiety and what's going to happen next and what am I going to do about this? And is my hair falling out? Am I gaining too much weight? And no. It's unhealthy. Worry is unhealthy physically, but it's also unhealthy spiritually, as Jesus points out in our text today. Worry, Jesus said, worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear, can rob you of your knowledge of the kingdom of God, which we have, the kingdom to know and enjoy forever. It's kind of like this woman, the woman in the story. A guy took his blonde girlfriend to the Super Bowl game. They had great seats right behind the team's bench. And after the game, he asked her how she liked the football game. "Oh, I really liked it," she replied, "especially the tight pants and the big muscles. But I couldn't understand why they were trying to kill each other over 25 cents. Her boyfriend scratched his head and said, "What do you mean?" "Well," she said, "they flipped a coin at the beginning and one team got it. And then for the rest of the game, they kept screaming, 'Get the quarterback, get the quarterback.' I'm like, 'Hello, it's only 25 cents. She sort of missed the point of football, didn't she? Well, that's what worry does to us. We miss the point of the joy that God would give us when we get all tied up with worry. So today I'm not going to tell you stop worrying. I'm going to give you five questions. And if you're a serious worrier, you'll write these down. Five questions to ask yourself so that you can stop worrying and move on. Here's the first one. Can I do something about it? Can I do something about it? Whatever I'm worried about, can I do something about it? So much of our wasted energy of worry is about something or some things we can't do anything about. Jesus asked, "Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life?" Do you worry about hurricanes? Do you worry about world peace? The price of cattle? Who will win the lottery? Can you do anything about those things? Not a single thing. Can I do something about it? If I can't, let it go. Stop worrying about it. Second question. If I can do something about whatever's worrying me, have I done all I could? You've all heard the story of the little boy in Holland who the dike was leaking. The dike protected the city, and it had sprung a leak. The city fathers were all worried sick that the dike would break and flood the town, drown their children. But the little boy was not worried. Instead, he walked up to the dike and stuck his finger in it. He did something about the worry. Now, if you've attempted to fix whatever you were worrying about, and you didn't get it fixed, if you've done your best, then you have to let it go. It may not be fixable. That's one thing. Or it may need the third question, which is, do I need to wait? Do I need to wait? So many of the problems we worry about today take on an entirely different view tomorrow. Go to sleep on them. Let God work on them and see how they look tomorrow or next week. Patience. Patience. Give God time to act. Let nature do its job. The flowers blooming today, enjoy them today and see what tomorrow looks like. Jesus gives us some great advice when he says, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. Wait and don't worry. Question number 4. Have I prayed about it? We do an awful lot of worrying and a lot less praying, don't we? An awful lot of worry and a lot less praying. You know, prayer's not always about the problem. It's about what prayer does for you that changes the problem. If you can turn over a worry to God, then you can let it go and stand back and see what God will do with it. A young pastor had a kitten. This kitten climbed up to the top of a tree. And he couldn't get it down, and the cat couldn't come down. The tree was young and not sturdy enough to be climbed, but the pastor had another idea. He decided if he tied a rope to the tree, he could pull it over with his truck and be able to reach the kitten. So he tied a rope to the tree, he began to pull over the truck when the rope broke. And the kitten went flying. Now, that's not the end of the story. A few days later, the young pastor was in the grocery store. He saw a neighbor who lived behind him buying cat food. He knew this neighbor didn't like cats, and he asked her why she was buying cat food. "Oh, Pastor," she said, "my granddaughter has been wanting a kitten and begging me, and I wouldn't let her have one because you know I don't like cats. Finally, a few days ago, she begged and begged, and I told her that if God wanted her to have a kitten, God would give her one." "Pastor, you won't believe what happened. My granddaughter ran into the yard and fell on her knees praying God to give her a cat, and lo and behold, out of the sky comes this kitten with four paws spread out and lands right at my granddaughter's feet. It's a miracle." Turn your worries over to God. God has a fistful of miracles to give you every day. The fifth and final question. To help you stop worry and be happy is this thing that I'm worried about just really not my business and I should let it alone? How much of our worry is about other people's problems and other people's business that has nothing to do with us and nothing to do with our success in the kingdom of God? Sometimes we take on worry about people and things and events that are not ours to worry about. I'm not worried about what Debbie's cooking for lunch today because I'm not going home with her. Aren't you glad? Kip can worry about that. It's not my problem to worry about. If it's not your issue, your problem, your concern that you can do something about, let it go. It doesn't mean that you aren't concerned with other people's cares and problems and you pray for them, but don't take them on as your own. Jesus invites us in today's scripture to seek God's kingdom and God's righteousness. God's kingdom is a happy kingdom, friends. God's kingdom is a happy kingdom. Worry just locks us up in a jail, a dark prison. So here are the five questions to use to stop worrying and enjoy God's kingdom. Number one, can I do anything about it? If I can do something about it, have I done all that I could? Do I need to wait? Have I prayed about it? Is this just not really my business, and I should let it alone? Do not worry, Jesus said, but seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. To God be the glory. Amen. Let us affirm our faith using the words of the brief statement of faith that is printed in your bulletin. And let us say together these words: we trust in God the Holy Spirit, everywhere giver and receiver of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the Church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples of Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of peoples long silenced, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, We strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, "Come, Lord Jesus." You may be seated. We turn to this time in our worship when, as a family of faith, we lift up the members of our family, the members of our community in prayer. In addition to those in the bulletin, been asked to ask you to pray for the family of Robert Tomas, whose 43-year-old wife died this week. Are there other concerns from the congregation for the congregation or the community? Then let us come to God as we pray. Heavenly Father, we open our hearts and minds to you today. We confess that we worry about many things, from the price of beef to our grandchildren's safety, from what to do about mom to will our favorite TV show return in the fall, from what's happening on the border to why do we still have poor people in Lufkin. Today, Lord, we pour into your lap our personal worries that we keep only to ourselves in these moments of silent prayer. Hear our prayers. Show us the way of your kingdom coming, in which there is no worry, no fear, no heartache, but joy and joy and joy. We pray in the name of the one who brings us that good news, even Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us when we pray to pray like this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Closing hymn is the hymn number 333, Seek Ye First. Please stand if you're able. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Go out into the world in peace. The Lord is with you. You have nothing to fear. Thanks be to God. Amen.